שלום, העשיריות התורניות היום הם סנטיאגו.
Hello, the tens on duty today are Santiago and Latin 6, and we will read an excerpt from the source, from Rabash. We need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created.
לכן צריכה חברה להיות
For this reason, the society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force, so that one can fight against oneself, since each one is incorporated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. And to be incorporated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each one seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. Also, it is important to remain serious during the assembly so as not to lose the intention, as it is for this aim that they have gathered. And walk humbly, which is a great thing, one should be accustomed to appear as though one is not serious. But in truth, a fire burns within their hearts.
Pregunta de taller activo. ¿Cómo convertimos a la decena?
Question for an active workshop. How can we transform the 10 into a great force of bestowal? Again, how can we transform the 10 into a great force of bestowal?
You might say that the 10 is already a great force of bestowal. It's a great force of bestowal, however, it greatly depends on me, on how I receive this force. Like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, how do I see my friends in the 10? To what extent do I understand that they already are in contact with spirituality, in contact with the Creator? As much as I give them force, this is how great they will be in me.
I took the word out of my mouth because the 10 is already a great force of bestowal, because if there's a 10, not a collection of people, the Creator's force is working through them. So our work in overcoming, especially in how much we invest in intention during the study, that generates a prayer, a request from the Creator to be revealed, that draws him in a deficiency, a vessel where he can be revealed. And that's a great force of bestowal. What is it? It's the Creator.
It's precisely what I wanted to say. When we connect, when we incorporate, we create the vessel in which the Creator can dwell, because there is a great force of bestowal between us. This is what we build between us every moment. This is the reason why we try to connect all day long, why we read the excerpts and reinforce the importance between us. We're constantly trying to build a place between us so that we can draw into us this great force of bestowal. Now in the lesson, we will try to be a pipeline so that he can be expressed, he can express himself through us.
It's a result of the force of annulment. As much as we try not to see the friends, but insist on seeing the Creator working through them, and when each one of us insists on seeing the Creator working from the ten, we generate a great force of bestowal.
Yes, precisely. As we read in the excerpt, that by each one seeing the merits of his friends, not his faults, that's the annulment. This is how we allow each one of us to bestow, each and every one of us. So each friend feels the force of the entire group that is working, operating. It's constantly in intentions right now before the study also. And together, all of these intentions accumulate to a great demand from the Creator for the force of bestowal.
It depends on how much I'm willing to receive this force, meaning my annulment. If I'm not annulled, I won't see the influence of the group. I won't see them as great because I think I see myself as great. So, on the one hand, it's my annulment. On the other hand, it's how much I make this force great. So my friends, when they do that work, to that extent, it would truly be great in order to bestow to me. So it's constant work in both directions, and it's mutual work.
To do this work, we must have a force. Energy. And we should always take the first step, which is through the combination of annulment and incorporation in the friends, taking an example from them and a force and an example towards the Creator. And we have to see this example, and it all depends on each one of us, how he is trying to move the ten towards connection. And without this force from above, we cannot do it. And his force from above comes through us, constantly turning to the Creator.
Un nuevo día, una nueva clase, nuevas redes de intención que se conectan con el propósito.
New day, new lesson. All the networks of intention that connect with the goal, that each ten will carry out its wonderful role given to us by the Creator to work in bestowal. Our thoughts unite in a common prayer. Our beloved teacher will bring us through the reforming light, all the revelations. Don't give us the energy to discover our holy goal to lift divinity from the dust. This generation of the giants unite in the morning lesson in order to find our holy goal to reveal the Creator.
Amado Creador, te bendecimos y te damos las gracias por permitirnos una vez más estar junto a nuestros grandes amigos.
Beloved Creator, we bless you and thank you for allowing us to once again be together with our great friends. We ask of you that we will be in the right intention and use this lesson as a springboard towards the upcoming Congress so that we will arrive to it with great unity and determination. And feel the Creator in the connection between us. Amen.
taller en silencio. ¿Cómo mantenemos la intención correcta dentro de la escena?
Silent workshop. How during the lesson can we maintain the right intention within the tent? Again, how during the lesson can we maintain the correct intention in the tent?